In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful, we glorify Him and pray for His Holy Messenger. Minutes of the first meeting of the Majlis Mu'tamideen, Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya, held on January 29, 1906. In attendance were Hazrat Maulvi Nuruddin Sahib, President, Khan Sahib Muhammad Ali Khan Sahib, Sahibzada Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmad Sahib, Maulvi Sayyid Muhammad Ahsan Sahib, Khwaja Kamaluddin Sahib, Dr. Sayyid Muhammad Hussain Sahib, the Secretary of the Board. Since it was most urgent and essential to issue some important instructions and grant certain permissions, and since there was not enough time to inform members living outside Qadian, this meeting was held with the permission of Hazrat Imam alayhi salam, the Promised Messiah, after his approval of the bylaws. The following decisions were taken. Number 1. It was resolved that the proposed draft of Wasiyat be approved. Number 2. It was resolved that for the time being, 800 copies of the draft of Wasiyat should be printed. Moreover, it should also be published in Al-Hakam and Badr. Number 3. It was resolved that the following instructions be sent to the testators for compliance. Moreover, the said instructions should also be printed below the Wasiyat form. A. If need be, the testator may ask for the draft form of the Wasiyat, copy it on a plain paper, and where there are blanks in the form, fill them in as required by his or her personal circumstances. Strong and durable paper should be used for the purpose of writing the will. B. Wherever possible, the wasiyat should be registered, and heirs, or where applicable, those who have jointly made the will, should put their signatures on the will as witnesses, and along with them, two respectable persons of the town, city, or village should also be made witnesses to the will. Footnote: In the beginning, it was permissible for several individuals, such as members of a family, to make a joint will. Later, this practice was dropped. End of footnote. C. The Musi, that is the one who makes the will, as also the witnesses, literate or illiterate, besides signing or affixing their seals, must also append their thumbprints on the will. Those who are literate should also sign the will. Men should append their left thumbprint, and women should append their right thumbprint. D. If the testator can write, he should write the will in his or her own hand. E. The will does not require stamp. F. In case there are exceptional circumstances requiring legal advice, the testator should write to the legal advisor of the Anjuman for advice. Number 4. In the Punjab, if the landowners face any difficulties in making wasiyat, it would be appropriate for them to gift to the Anjuman the portion of land they would like to bequeath in their lifetime. The gift deed should also be signed by their reversionary heirs, if any, showing their consent. It is obligatory that the gift deed be registered and the gifted property be mutated in the name of Majlis Mu'tamideen Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya. In case they acquire additional property, they will have to follow the same procedure as and when required. Number 5. Should there be any difficulty in executing the gift deed mentioned in Resolution No. 4, the market value of the property they wish to bequeath should be assessed, or the said property be sold and the cash amounting to the value of the assessed property, or the amount received after the sale of the bequeathed property should be deposited with Majlis-e-Karpardaz, Masal-e-Kabristan, responsible for running the affairs of the graveyard. Whenever such musis acquire additional property, they shall have to follow the same procedure as and when required. Number 6. Those who do not own any property, but have other means of income, should contribute each month at least 1/10 of their income to the Anjuman. They have the option to include or not to include in this 1/10 in the contributions they are already making towards the cause of the Jamaat. If they want to consider their current contributions as part of this 1/10, they should continue sending their payments as before, and after subtracting this amount from the 1/10, the balance should be sent to the financial secretary of the Majlis Karpardaz Masale Qabristan. Further correspondence should be addressed to the secretary of the Majlis. However, they shall have to make a will that after their death, the Anjuman shall be the rightful owner of 1/10 of the property they leave behind. Note A. Those who would like further legal information about wasiyat or deed of gift in favor of Majlis-e-Karpardaz Masale Qabristan may write before actually signing wasiyat or deed of gift. Note B. Under special circumstances, things may be settled with Majlis-e-Mu'tamideen through correspondence. Number 7. All monetary contributions pertaining to the cemetery and those made under the aforesaid conditions laid down in the announcement of wasiyat should be sent only to the financial secretary, Majlis Karpardaz Masale Qabristan. It should not be sent to anyone by name or at any other address. Muhammad Ali Secretary, January 29, 1906 CE. Nuruddin, July 1, 1906 CE. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad.